Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Final stretch, El Salvador advances towards banning metal mining, interview with Ricardo Navarro, Cesta, Friends of the Earth, and Mobiac. After a long process of struggle, denunciation, mobilization, and awareness raising by different environmental, peasant, and Christian sectors of El Salvador, on March 21st, the Environment and Climate Change Committee of the House of Representatives of El Salvador unanimously passed a bill to ban metal mining. The chair of the Center of Appropriate Technologies, CESTA, and member of Friends of the Earth El Salvador, Ricardo Navarro, believes that this puts his country on the final stretch towards banning metal mining for good, the main threat to territories and water basins. Navarro highlighted the role played by church authorities who demanded a regulation to safeguard territories from mining. Also, the Catholic Church and other Christian creeds gathered 30,000 signatures in favor of the ban. Meanwhile, the movement of victims of mining and megaprojects, Mobiac El Salvador, celebrated the legislative decision and urged its passage and implementation by the legislative branch and the executive branch, led by Salvador Sanchez Serén, in a public act. But they warn about the potential reaction of mining companies. We call our constituents throughout the country to remain alert to mobilize in support of the completion of this process of struggle and ensure the definitive ban to metal mining in the country, said in Mobiac. Through a press release, Canadian company Oceana Gold has made clear its intentions to exert pressure on representatives after seeing their gold extraction project in Cabañas Municipality under threat